The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 905 on AM 970. The answer, Chad Wolf is going to join us momentarily. Former acting DHS Secretary, General Keith Kellogg as well. You always at 877-970-2999. But we're going to turn to Kevin McCullough, our buddy, right now, because he is host of Radio Night Live, heard Tuesday through Friday at 7 p.m. right here on AM 970. The answer, he has some things he wants to talk to us about. Kevin, hey, good morning, brother. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joseph. It seems like forever since I've seen you, but it's good to talk to you today.
You know, I appreciate it. Crazy day, Kevin. As you know, I'm looking through a helicopter crash at Fort Campbell. We're waiting on the casualties there. Hearts go out. Another train wreck. Kevin McCullough, another train wreck. What's going on? I mean, they had to evacuate a Minnesota town now. You know, you want to get on the air, Kevin, right? Every day you just want to have fun sometimes. And these things just keep unfolding. And we will keep reporting on them handily as best as we can, right?
Yeah. Well, that's why your show and AM 970 is so important to our listeners' lives.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a lifeline to the truth, and we've got to keep that lifeline open because obviously there's some people sleeping on the job in Washington, D.C. I mean, literally, I don't know.
Yeah.
Normally, Joe, you don't know the name of the transportation secretary in most administrations, and people know Pete Buttigieg like the back of their hand, and it's not for good reasons. Like, it's because we have all of these problems, particularly with trains and planes and everything else.
Yeah.
And, boy, what a day. What a day we're living in, for sure.
Yeah, you got to come back. We got to talk politics. Buttigieg, it's amazing. They go to this guy, and then they try to reinvent him, Kevin. Correct me if I'm wrong. All of a sudden, they go, there's some issues at the airports and close near misses. And then they put him in a suit and tie. They put him at a podium. It's all show business down there in Washington. No substance at all, my friend. But you, on the other hand, are talking about something that is so, so important, the Christian Solidarity International organization. Tell us about that, if you would, Kevin McCullough.
Well, Joe, I know that you have a big heart for people that are going through hard times, and about 12, 15 years ago, I got to know CSI as an organization up close. And now I so believe in what they do that I get to speak on their behalf literally all over the world in person or on media because I believe in what they're doing. If I said the number 50 million to you, Joe Piscopo, would you believe that in 2023, on March the 30th, that there are more than 50 million people in human slavery on planet Earth right now?
Seriously?
50 million people. Think about that. That's the populations of New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and a few other cities all combined.
Yeah.
And that's how many people are in active slavery and human trafficking currently. And CSI fights that. And they fight it in 18 countries. They are on the ground setting people free. And one of the things that we've been doing here at Salem, New York over the last few weeks is helping liberate some slaves that were taken as prisoners of war in the Sudan Civil War a few years ago. And when the world governments came in and settled peace and created South Sudan, the world's youngest country, they didn't do anything about the slaves that had been taken. And there were about 185,000 that were in the possession, if you will, of the North. And so what we have been doing is kind of systematically each year with CSI getting people liberated. And when we liberate them, we don't just set them free. We get them set up with a new life. So when they get back to South Sudan, which where most of them were taken when they were little girls, they are given an entire set of tools to start their lives with, including a year's worth of sorghum grain to feed themselves, a year's worth of seed to plant to for future food. They get utensils to garden and cook and fish with. They get bedding, they get tarps, they get all kinds of things. But the coolest thing, Joe, is they get this little she-goat that they can then raise for themselves. They are able to have goat kids, which is what they're called, and sell those for a little bit of e-commerce, and then they're able to self-sustain in the years going forward. And Joe, for all of that, for their liberty and for all of the things that they need to start their lives over, it's $250 one time, and that sets them up for life. My family and I, during pandemic, my kids came to me. They heard me on the radio, and they said, "Dad, what are we going to do about the slaves?" And I said, "Well, you know, we're going to set one free." He goes, "No." My oldest son comes to me. He goes, "No, we got to do more than that." And so, starting 2 years ago, in the middle of the pandemic, we said, "Okay, we're gonna figure out a way to sacrifice and budget and do what we can and try to liberate one slave every month." And so, my kids and bride and I have for the last 2 years been able to liberate 24 slaves in that process. But we just are asking listeners if they'll consider liberating one. And it's super easy. You call a number, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, or go to am970theanswer.com and click on the CSI banner at the top of the page, and that should do it. But that's the good that we can do today in a world of bad news. Here's something that we can do that really changes their life.
We love it. It's slavery, though, man. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, it's like, is there a continent where it's most prevalent? Kevin, do we know?
Yeah, I mean, you have, well, there's different types. So on the continent of Africa, you have the Sudan-style slavery, where the women taken as spoils of war. They were raped or systematically sent to slave masters and passed around. It's just terrible, the lives that they've lived. Southeast Asia, you have human trafficking for sex slavery, but you also have what's called indentured servitude, where a kid, when their parent dies, a kid inherits all of the debt that they are indebted to for whatever they've done. And so the slave master there takes the child and they become forced labor. And they're not allowed to get out until the debt's repaid, but they're paid like $1 a month. So, you know, they're never going to pay that back.
Yeah.
And I would say in Southeast Asia, Africa, and in some places in secrecy in Europe and even in North and South America, you have people that are practicing sex slavery. One of the real big things going on the border is that you've got those coyotes that are bringing people across our southern border. And many of the girls are enslaved to the coyotes before they're released. Once they come over the border, they're sent to sex slaves. Operators in the U.S. And this is one of the reasons why we need adults in the room to do something about this stuff, because when good men don't do anything about it, then evil prospers big time.
Wow. And where can we help again, Kevin McCullough? And God bless you for what
you can go to am970theanswer.com and click on the banner, or you can dial 800-222-5909.
Okay, that is great. Kevin, thanks for taking the time. We'll be listening, my friend, Radio Night Live, and appreciate you jumping on the air with us. And
appreciate you, Joe. Keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah, we're trying, my brother. Thank you, Kevin. God bless you, man.
Talk to you soon.
Take care. Thank you, sir. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, Tuesday through Friday, 7 p.m., right here on AM 970. The Answer, Christian Solidarity International, 800-222-5909. And if you get a chance to go to AM 970, The Answer, and check out .com, you'll be able to donate there. Slavery, man, it's unbelievable. Now, I didn't want to make it political because we want to talk about Christian Solidarity International, okay? CSI, helping people. But when I think about I've seen the visions, I've seen the images, rather, online of these kids in the Congo, and they're mining for cobalt. Did you see that one in the rain? And their kids, they make like $2 a day or something, and that's all for this, for the electric vehicles. But also, by the way, computers that I'm looking at right now, the phone I hold in my hand as we speak, you know. So slavery's got to be stopped, and it's apparently going on 50 million people. So it's 800-222-5909. Hey, Joe on the radio, you know what? Joe Sibilia, if I may, and Albert, let's talk about what happened with Fort Campbell. With you, and we're going to have a press conference, I think. By the time we get off the air, there should be casualties reported. Two Black Hawk helicopters with the 101st Airborne Division crashed in Kentucky. Several casualties, they say, are confirmed after two helicopters with the 101st Airborne Division crashed in southwestern Kentucky. That's from the Army, without immediately disclosing how many air assault crew members were killed or injured. Two HHS-60 Blackhawks crashed around 10 p.m. Wednesday in Trigg County near the Tennessee border. This is from officials at nearby Fort Campbell said. So our hearts go out to them. You know, it just is so upsetting when folks go in to defend us, you know, to fight, you know, in the military. And then this was a training, apparently a training thing that they were doing, and they went down. So our hearts go out. Also, do we have any information, Albert, on this train crash? Now, there's a train crash, and they're now apparently evacuating a little town in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Why the train crash?
So this is in Raymond, Minnesota. Apparently, it's a small Minnesota farming community. They've evacuated after this train carrying ethanol derailed and caught fire. They said about 22 cars carrying mixed freight, including ethanol and corn syrup, derailed in the town of Raymond. Several tanks caught fire. The local sheriff's office says it was notified of the derailment around 1 a.m. local time, so that'd be about 3 Eastern, maybe 2 a.m. Eastern, and established an evacuation area within a half mile of the crash site. EMS personnel assisted with the evacuation. No injuries were reported. The cause of the derailment is under investigation. So Governor Beshear in Kentucky tweeted some stuff about the incident, about the helicopter incident that took place near Fort Campbell. They said, you know, two helicopters, as you mentioned, Joe, collided around 10 o'clock last night. They said no deaths have yet been confirmed, but more details expected to be released later this morning. So I'm assuming they're going to notify the families first before, if there were any fatalities before they say
it's a heartbreak. I'm going to tell you, it's tough.
Horrible.
And our hearts go out. And now in other news, White House continues to push for assault weapons ban. Can someone explain to me why? And again, I ask objectively, and if you're a liberal, if you voted for Biden, just objectively, you're going to stop assault weapons. Got it. But statistically, so many more people die from drug overdoses and from fentanyl. We're not closing the border. You guys, at this point, I think, and we'll talk to Chad Wolf in a moment, but you may have to close the border temporarily because of the fentanyl that's coming over. All the Americans dying from fentanyl, there's nothing done about it. There's nothing done. And not to mention, if I can go a step further and talk about what I always talk about, the black-on-black crime in the inner cities every single night across the United States of America. And we never address that. Stop assault weapons ban. And wouldn't it be, I think, more advantageous to say we have a lockdown system, as Andrew Pollack, our friend, talked about, as they did in Florida. And, you know, there's always going to be some creeper that breaks through, but can't you make it really difficult? And we're going to learn a lockdown, and we're going to put a perimeter around the school, a fence, and a one point of entry, and we're going to have resources. And that, unfortunately, is what we have to do, what we have to do. Inexcusable. And they always go for the guns when there's so many other things that we have to address. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're going to go to Chad Wolf momentarily. General Keith Kellogg, got a lot to get into this morning. And Debbie Duhame is always doing a great job out there on the roads. Deb, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you? I've been talking to Janice from Perillo Tours, you know, trying to get everything situated for Italy.
She's
so helpful.
Debbie, she really is great at Perillo Tours, and she makes it so easy. I'm so excited because, you know, Joey's home, my big boy, but boy, he just told me how great Sicily is. Everybody's going to Sicily now. And you know what?
Yes.
When Steve went, we're all going, and then all of a sudden starts selling out, Steve goes, he nailed those great hotels for us, Deb. So he's
great.
Got all the good hotels. Yeah. So
that's
going to be, I'm very excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward.
I'm ready. Hey, and Debbie's out there, you know, back to reality on the roads in New York. How we doing out there? How we doing, Deb?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. We're going to head to the LIE right now, westbound, right at Vets Highway. It's an accident. It's on the shoulder, but watch for some rubbernecking there. Also, the northern state eastbound at the Seaford Oyster Bay. It's an accident there as well. Watch for stop-and-go traffic as you head to Clove Road. As you get out toward the Staten Island Expressway, it's an ongoing accident investigation of a pedestrian hit by a vehicle, unfortunately. Westbound belt slowing down over by Kennedy Airport. If you're heading to the Garden State Parkway north of 143, it's an accident. Over on 18 northbound, up by Old Bridge Turnpike in East Brunswick, that long-term construction. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur South at 15W, an accident. That one is off on the shoulder. About 30 in at the George Lincoln and at the Holland. Sunny today for opening day, high of 47. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Great job as always. Chad Wolf standing by. I'm excited to tell you about the conversations we have had with Alex Kinsella and the team at Route 22 Toyota with Mr. Giuffre and with Jamie. This is a great team, and because of the supply chain situation, that they are telling us at Route 22 Toyota, they have finally got a great selection of new cars, and they're holding them for you, for the folks that are here that listen to the program. And because people from out of state are calling, they can't get RAV4s, they can't get Highlanders. You drive by a Toyota dealer, you're going to see, oh, not a lot of cars there, right? Well, that's not the case at Route 22 Toyota. They have the area's largest selections of new Toyota vehicles, by the way. And check out the huge selection of pre-owned and Toyota-certified used vehicles while you're there. 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You go over there, you going to see some great things, and you'll see inventory, and you'll make some great deals the way Al did, the way my sister Carol did, the way Captain Frank did. I'm telling you, everybody's going to Route 22 Toyota. It's right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, 973-705-8905. You just tell them Joe Piscopo sent me.
Dennis Prager explains the left's strategy.
Manufacturers' hysteria is to keep people frightened so that they can do more things to control your life. The alleged existential threat of carbon dioxide to human life is another hysteria. If they don't control you, they feel that they have an empty life.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
This is Mike Gallagher. Join me on an amazing journey through Israel this October. Dennis Prager and I are going back to the Holy Land for the Stand With Israel tour, along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Imagine a personal impact from exploring Jerusalem, Galilee, the Dead Sea region, and so much more. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com, or call 855-565-5519. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, it's opening day. The Mets down in Miami, the Yanks are hosting the San Francisco Giants. Anthony Volpe making his debut as shortstop. And young guys, you know, when I watch the ball game, I'm a baseball freak, and I know you have trouble with all these organizations like the NFL and the MLB, and they get political, and you don't want that. You just want to watch the beauty of the game, you know? So I watch these guys throwing the baseball from right field in the warm-ups. They got right field, then they throw it to center field. That's their warm-up. My arm would fall off. But you know what? Now that I'm taking Relief Factor, it was a bit of a way to get there, but I'm here now. I'm telling you, I think I could do it. You know, I'm just so pleased to be out of pain. Oh, you have no idea, because I like being active, but I could complain about everything, and trust me, there's enough that I will complain about on air, you know, and off, but if for $19.95, we could see if we can get you out of pain, I think we can. And what I love about Relief Factor, it's 100% drug-free, 100% drug-free. Hundreds of thousands of people have tried Relief Factor. When I tell you 70% have gone on to order more, that's because it works. And if you call 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF, we could see if we can get you out of pain. They'll tell you anything you need to know. 3-week quick start, only $19.95. Less than $20 to see if we can get you out of pain? How do you say no to that, right? If you go to ReliefFactor.com, you'll see all the great vital information that you need. What's in Relief Factor, how you take Relief Factor, and how to order Relief Factor. It's a great website. Would you check it out, please? Let's get you out of pain like I'm out of pain, please. ReliefFactor.com.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Chad Wolf is executive director of the America First Policy Institute, former acting DHS secretary. Mr. Secretary, welcome back to the show. Chad, great to have you with us, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, I'm watching the Mayorkas meetings, these hearings, rather, if I may. It's just, and again, I you're a good guy, Chad, and I love your demeanor because you don't attack, and I'm so sick of the vile back and forth with politics. But is this guy Mayorkas lying through his teeth? Because it sure seems that way, you know, when a layman watches these hearings, sir.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth there. I think he misrepresents a lot of facts. Some people could say that he is lying. Yeah. I'm not sure that he's being completely honest and forthcoming, both with Congress and with the American people. So as I listen to some of his answers, having, you know, been in that seat, I understand the nuances that he's leaving out, that he's not giving everyone the full facts. So I think that's a lot of frustration that you see and that you hear from members of Congress, because they know it as well. And yet you still have the secretary there not really answering questions. And when he does, it's partial information.
Yeah. And then we played yesterday Ted Cruz railing on. Oh, my gosh, he went off the rails. And I got to tell you, again, you and I, we try to stay under the radar, try to stay measured, try to be respectful. But you can't blame Cruz. Did a great job. And then Mayorkas goes, oh, that was revolting what the senator said. But Cruz was speaking the truth about sex trafficking, rapes, all these horrible things that are happening. And you know what was great about it, Chad Wolf, if I may, sir, is that they were talking about the migrants. We all support Border Patrol, and our hearts go out to them and all that they have to go through. God bless them for defending our border. But the migrants coming over, no compassion. And we've talked about it before, Chad, no compassion for the migrants. And that's exactly what Cruz was talking to Mayorkas, and Mayorkas calls that revolting. It's just like they have no feeling or no sense of humanity is what we're seeing.
Well, I think that's right. And I think what you saw from Senator Cruz and others on that committee were just talking about the facts. And as I like to say, facts are facts and they don't lie. And in this case, the facts are on Senator Cruz and other members of that committee's side. And I think it was pretty clear the facts are not on Secretary Mayorkas' side. That's why he wasn't able to respond to any of it.
Yes.
He chose not to answer many of those questions because the facts are not on his side. He has nothing to respond with. And so he just sort of shuts down and says, well, I'm not answering that. I think that's what does a disservice, not only to the American people, but you got to remember, Joe, you know, he's got law enforcement officers. He's got over 70,000 at the department, many of which watch some of this testimony. And he's got a real credibility problem with the men and women that he leads every single day. They don't believe in him. They don't believe in his leadership. And that's a problem.
Yeah, and then they talk about the border, what's coming in. They talk about banning weapons. Now, there's got to be some weapons coming through the border, number one. Number two, the fentanyl. And if the White House wants to ban assault weapons, and that's debatable, you could debate that. But why don't they close the border for a little bit because of the fentanyl that's killing almost 100,000 Americans a year? That's a fair enough request, correct?
Well, I think it is. And I think what you see many members of Congress doing is they're, and rightly so, they're talking about both the human trafficking and the fentanyl coming across, because at the end of the day, the cartels are doing both, right? But yeah, the administration, what you will find and see if you watch and listen carefully, is they try to separate the two, that they can try to solve the fentanyl crisis without really addressing the human trafficking crisis that they have, the humanitarian crisis, as you point out, Joe, on the border. And so they're trying to bifurcate the two, and it's not going to work. And I think it's pretty clear that their strategy isn't working.
And Mr. Secretary, if I may, sir. And again, I'm the grandson of immigrants who came in and couldn't. So I visited my father's elementary school earlier in the week, last week rather, on Friday. And Pop couldn't speak English. You know, they all spoke Italian in the house, you know. And I went to a bilingual class, and the kids loved that story. I said, you know, my father came here, he couldn't speak English either. But at this point, with this, what's happening, and I fear what's festering in terror cells in the country, and people that have just fled, the gotaways that just are around the country, we've yet to see the damage, I think, that they will, you know, that will happen in America. Can we shut the border down? See, now I know it sounds dramatic, but, and again, grandson of immigrants I am, maybe we shut it down for a year, 2 years. Can we do that? Is that possible? Look, we can't do it anymore. It's destroying the country. We're going to shut it down. Is that too out of the box, sir?
Well, I think we got to really dig into what does that mean exactly. So when I hear shut the border down, what that usually means is stopping or closing ports of entry. But what we know is the vast majority of folks are not coming through ports of entry. So even if you shut it down, they're still going to come here illegally. That's the whole point, right?
Wow. Yeah.
They don't want to show up at a port of entry and legally enter the country. They want to do it illegally. And so even if we shut down ports of entry and limit the amount of folks coming in, which I think is a good debate to have, you're still going to see hundreds of thousands every month cross the border illegally. And that is still going to be the issue.
You know, you did such a great job as a former acting DHS secretary. Would you go back into an administration, back to public service in that regard, sir, Chad Wolf?
Well, that's a great question, Joe. I'm always happy to serve. We'll see where it takes me. But I'm just happy to be talking about this now and letting the American people know that at least some of the information coming out of D.C. in this administration is not the whole truth. And I think it's vitally important to be honest with the American people so they know the challenges, so they can be part of the solution.
There it is, the Robert Redford of Homeland Security. Chad Wolf right there. Thank you, Chad. We appreciate it. Hey, God bless you,
sir.
Man. Thank you for your service. Please come back soon, Chad. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Mr. Secretary, thank you, sir. Right there, Chad Wolf. It's like George Clooney, this guy. I mean, the best-looking guy in all of government. Am I right? Yeah, come on. You know I'm right. Hey, Joe on the radio. I see how I learned. I know we got a break, and General Kellogg's going to join us. But how I learned, I put the question out there because I say, shut it down. Shut down the border. I'm like one of those guys. Shut it down. My grandparents, what they had to go through to get in Ellis Island. But now, in measured tones, which I love about Chad Wolf, measured tones is what we need, and I wish the politicians were listening, is that you can't shut down the borders because they're going to sneak in anyway. Fair enough. So there's got to be a way we got to address the problems. And my fear is this, because, and again, you and I were like, I always say street people, but not so much street people, just we have a common sense about things, you know, and our layman a view of what's happening in politics. If those gotaways are terrorists, if those gotaways are Chinese nationals, if those gotaways are drug dealers, what is going to happen to the country? What is going to happen? So, and what do you and I do? There's no one in charge. There's no, you know, and that's why we talk about it every single morning. I worry about you. What about our kids? What about your grandkids? What's going to happen with them? Because they're letting everybody in like that. Lo and behold, something's going to happen, and they're going to blame Donald Trump. You think I'm kidding? They will. Don't blame Donald Trump. When Trump was the guy who actually wants to build the wall, and in retrospect, that was the best thing to do. Hey, Joe on the radio, 932, and General Keith Kellogg will join us. Al's in the News Nook on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
33 degrees at 933. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The New York City Parks Department hoping to avoid another summer lifeguard shortage and a pay raise coming their way. First and second year lifeguards pay will go from $16.10 to $19.46, along with a 3% salary boost, according to the latest contract. The city is also reporting last summer's pay bump, which had been designed to attract new hires, is now a permanent feature. Officials also noted any returning lifeguard who works an average of 4 days a week between July 8th and August 19th will also receive a $1,000 bonus. And a new report is revealing where the healthiest people live in New Jersey. According to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute, residents of Hunterdon, Morris, and Somerset counties are the healthiest. The results are based on active lifestyles, parks, grocery stores, availability of doctors, education, and financial success, just to name a few. According to NJ.com, elected officials are encouraged to use the report's information in coming up with policies that promote economic growth and healthy living. In sports, Nets have won two of their last three. They rolled past the Rockets in Brooklyn, 123-114. Knicks back-to-back wins, this time over the Heat, 101-92, and it was the Islanders over the Capitals by the final of 2-1. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway westbound, getting out toward 107. It's an accident heading out through North Massapequa. Watch for delays as well on the LIE West at that highway. A collision is off on the shoulder. A lot of volume right now on the Deegan southbound into the Cross Bronx, but then you're moving okay, getting down toward the stadium. Watch for delays on the Bruckner eastbound up past the Hunts Point drawbridge. It's an accident. The right lane is blocked there. Cross Bronx westbound, heavy traffic getting out toward the GWV. Inbound GWV, that's about 30. Lincoln 25, Holland still about 35 in from 109, better from the Turnpike. We're seeing delays as you head over to Clove Road at the Staten Island Expressway. It's an ongoing accident investigation, that one involving a pedestrian. And 80 East over in Hackensack, a crash. New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur south at 15W, a collision on the shoulder. Sunny today for opening day, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
2,977 people were killed on 9/11. People are still suffering and losing their lives to 9/11 related illnesses. A generation of kids knows little to nothing about it. Only Tennessee and Arizona mandate K-12 learning, a national disgrace. The Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute gives educators access to nonfiction 9/11 resources for K-12. Curriculum units built around first-person accounts with social studies lessons for teachers to ensure ease of use. Plus, the nonfiction Discovering Heroes series of books for elementary school, a speakers bureau with access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones, and a mobile exhibit, 83-foot tractor trailer that transforms into an interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts. Tunnel to Towers is also granting Russell F. Siller Memorial Scholarships to the children of their program recipients who are exemplary high school students preparing for college. To never forget, we must educate future generations. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org.
Are you fed up with hair loss or weak, brittle hair? Invite Health would like to introduce you to Hair Enhance HX. This powerful bioactive formula targets the root causes of hair loss, like stress, hormone imbalance, and nutritional deficiencies, packed with clinically studied nutrients shown to increase hair strength and growth. Formulated to target male and female pattern hair loss, with amino acids to strengthen hair and promote new hair growth, this comprehensive formula addresses the multiple causes of weak, brittle, and lackluster hair. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Buy one bottle of Hair Enhance HX as suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Or go to invitehealth.com and use promo code HAIR. Are you ready to get to the root cause and finally see and feel a difference? Call now, 800-673-2345 for Hair Enhance HX.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about St. James Health. Always proud to tell you about St. James Health in the city of Newark, New Jersey. I love telling you the good things. I love telling you what I always call, like I say, about Broadway House. It's the safety net of the good city of Newark, New Jersey. I'm telling you, I can't express in words on the radio enough how we have to help out those less fortunate. And when I gave that speech at Christian Brothers Academy on Sunday morning, our communion breakfast, and I said to the kids, remember to give back. And then the principal who stepped up said, yeah, listen to what Joe said. You got to give back. Always remember where you're from. And that's why I always tell you about Newark, always giving back. It's the hometown of my parents. You go back. We went through the riots. Now you have some great organizations like St. James Health stepping up and helping those and being the safety net for people. By the way, they don't. Regardless, by the way, of your ability to pay, we invite you to check out St. James Health. You need a booster. You need a flu shot. You can get it for free at St. James Health, and they cover all sorts of medicine at St. James Health, which is great. Regardless, again, of your ability to pay, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. And when I tell you about Newark, and I tell you about the safety net, and I tell you about taking care of people, because there, but for the grace of God, go all of us. It's all about St. James Health, right there. Adult medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, mental health, whatever you need, right there. And St. James has a staff to help enroll patients in insurance, including the children under the New Jersey Cover All Kids program. And don't forget, they accept all insurance. Who's going to tell you that in the medical arena? Nobody. They accept all insurance, including Medicare, Medicaid, as well as discount based on income and family size for patients' out-of-pocket costs. All right? St. James Health, check it out, 973-789-8111. It's actually, let me make it easy for you for the number. It's 973-789-8111. 8111. You'll remember that, right? 973-789-8111 or stjameshealth.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Secular Live. Coming up this afternoon at 4 and a.m. 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, General Keith Kellogg is a great man. Served this country in stellar fashion. Former Executive Secretary, Chief of Staff of the United States National Security Council in the Donald Trump administration. And that book is a great book and a must read. I would suggest War by Other Means from General Keith Kellogg. General, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, sir.
Joe, thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
Well, we appreciate you this early in the morning jumping on the air with us. So the significance of the Senate repealing the Iraq War authorizations, can you walk us through that, General Kellogg?
Yeah, it's really, I'm one of those who kind of says, well, it's really no big deal. I mean, it's been around for like about 20 years, and it probably is time to be either repealed or renewed, and they're going to repeal it. I'm sure that'll see what's happening. And I think the reason why that's important, Joe, very honestly, is it's going to force everybody to really do their job. And what I mean by that is, under Article 2, Section 2, the president is commander-in-chief. Got it. Okay. So he can make unilateral decisions if he wants to employ force. And then, of course, Congress has the authority and the only ones that can actually declare war. Well, let's get back to the routine way of doing business and get away with these authorizations for the use of military force that have been around for 20 years. When an event comes up, then execute. The president can execute unilaterally as commander in chief, and then he follows up with Congress. So my point was like, okay, it's been around long enough. Don't abuse it. You know, let's go back to regular order, which everybody talks about. And I don't think it's a big deal. It's not going to affect how you use military force at all. You know, the president can declare an emergency and launch forces and then, you know, come back to Congress afterwards. So it's really kind of a catch-all. And it was just people being, very frankly, Joe, I think being lazy and passing laws, doing their actual job.
Well, does this close the book on the Iraq War? I mean, was the book open on the Iraq War, you know?
Well, does it close the book on the Iraq War? It probably does when you think about it long term. But, I mean, that thing's been going on for so many years when you think about it. It's about time we do close the book on it. It's about time we kind of say, okay, how did all of this happen? How do we get into it? And I think what's going to happen, what's interesting, to do a quick move over to it, is with Afghanistan, because here in April, we had the hearing yesterday. You heard Secretary Austin and General Milley talk about Afghanistan yesterday. And then in April, this coming April, but in the third week, they're going to have hearings both in the Senate and the House on Afghanistan and how we got out of there. In fact, I'm going to be one of the witnesses on the House side of the House to talk about it. And I think it's important because, we haven't, one of these questions yesterday was accountability. Well, how did we get into this? When you look at the money that we spent and the lives that have been lost and most dead and wounded, and you look at families that have been destroyed, why don't we go back and say, how did we get into this? What were the lessons we learned out of it so we don't make the same mistake that we've done before? And nobody has taken accountability, didn't take it yesterday either. So I think this is important. And then you kind of roll all of that up with the authorization for the use of military force. You talk about Iraq, you talk about Afghanistan. I think it's time we step back in the military and Defense Department says, okay, what are the lessons learned from this? And how do we, basically not make the same mistakes that we made before? And mistakes were made, Joe.
Yeah. And then, look, I'm reading this from Representative Jim Banks. I know you heard this to Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense. Do you have regrets about withdrawal? I support the president's decision, was Austin's reply. And then Banks went on, do you have regrets about the withdrawal? I don't have any regrets, the Secretary of Defense said, about Afghanistan. 13 military members lost. I can't understand the mindset. This is the Secretary of Defense with Milley, the Joint Chiefs, right next to him. I mean,
yeah, Joe, I would have said right away, and he didn't say this. Probably the first thing out of my mouth would have been, well, one of the big regrets is we lost 13 great Americans.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been my first, coming out of the gate. And then, okay, that's number one regret. And then, how did that happen? So, do I regret we used it? And then you can wind your way back down from that. But here's one of the guys I give great credit to is General Frank McKenzie. He was a CENTCOM commander, Central Command, and he was responsible for Afghanistan. And he was very candid right after he got out. And I'm not sure the news show he went on. And he actually talked about it. And what I liked about it is he basically said exactly what I have been saying. But, you know, when they look at me and said, yeah, but you were part of the Trump administration. He said exactly what I've been saying. He said there was a plan to get out. They violated that plan made in the Biden administration. They just ignored it. And it got them into trouble really fast because, and remember Joe, the Taliban said, you can control Kabul. In other words, they said to us, we'll give you the whole city to control to get your people out there. And we turned that down. I mean, if you, in retrospect, we said, why did you turn it down? Well, it would have meant more force. It would have meant this. You can give me every excuse in the world. The fact of the matter is we could have had an orderly departure. There would have been no Americans left behind, as there is today. And we would not have lost 13 great Americans in all probability. And we didn't do that. That's just the start. And then then I'll wind into Bagram, which is the air base we turned over. You know, people forget one of the largest facilities at Bagram Air Base was the prison. And who was in the prison? The worst of the Taliban was in the prison. So we walked away and, you know, and the prison gates came open and it was like, guys, you guys did not think through this. So I'm going to be glad we're going to be talking about that as well. So, I mean, when you know, we started with AUMF, but I think when you start talking about the whole issue that we were involved with in the Middle East, because I think one of the major things, honestly, Joe, is the fact is, look, we for 20 years we could not pivot to our greatest threat, China, and we're still having problems getting there. And that was because we were caught up in not a primary war in Europe or the Middle East. We were caught up in actually a tertiary war, which was counterterrorism, which we should be able to do in our sleep in the Middle East. I think that was a huge mistake.
Yeah, it's just unsettling to see. And you know, when they say about you were in the Donald Trump administration, and I have to emphasize this every time, because on the radio, General Kellogg, you just repeat things because people come in, they come out, and hopefully we, you know, will touch a nerve and some news media folks will jump on it. But when I see, okay, where are we in Ukraine? Okay, now we're bringing more tanks. We need more. They're going to send fighters, jets in. Now, and it's going on and on. Putin's supposed to be losing the war. Is he winning the war? You know what? If you were in the White House, sir, this would have never happened. It would have never have happened. And I keep saying that, and I end up yelling at the television, General Kellogg. It would have never happened if Trump was president. And you got to. And you know what? I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. He just instilled a fear or something. Oh, and then too, our mutual friend K.T. McFarland, assistant national security advisor to Donald Trump, said if we were energy dominant, Putin would not have moved. Oh, it's just preventative measures, which leads me to believe, and forgive me for ranting, General Kellogg, that the military-industrial complex within this particular administration wanted this war to happen. Is that too dramatic, sir?
No, it's not, Joe. You know, and part of it is respect. And I remind everybody, look, you know, Putin invaded Crimea in 2014.
That's
part of
it.
Ukraine took it
That's
away,
it.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And then during our administration, did nothing. And then Biden gets on television. He talks about minimal increase or an ability, you know, to give up maybe a little bit of land. And Putin jumps on that as well and said, look, it didn't happen during our watch. And part of that is goes back to the respect that other nations either have for you or it's a level of fear as well. And it's an example, and you brought up a good point about repeating stuff. It's a good example I used was when we went into Iran and we killed Soleimani. And it was a very deliberate action to do it. And then, you know, we told the supreme leader, and if you come back after us, kill an American, we're going to come after you, too. And I tell people, I said, yeah, I asked him the question, okay, what happened 4 days after, you know, the killing of Soleimani? And nobody can give me the answer. And I said, okay, here's what happened. The Iranians shot down a Ukrainian commercial airliner leaving Tehran Air Base by one of their missiles because they thought it was us coming after the supreme leader. That's called fear. That's called respect. That's the kind of events we generated in the administration, of which they don't have here. Nobody fears America. It's one. Yeah. America's like one of the guys. You know, well, they're sitting at the table. You know, no, we're the strongest superpower in the world, and we're going to show you. If you want to screw around with us, we'll drop gloves, to use a hockey term, and we'll do something about it. And Trump was like that. He didn't want to start any wars. He didn't start any wars, but he said we will respond when necessary. I mean, and that, if you don't believe me, I said, you know, pick up the phone and call Baghdadi from ISIS. Oh, that's right. His line's been disconnected. He's dead.
But, you know, it's frustrating because we have the solutions on the radio, sir, and we appreciate your fight in that administration. It's so unnecessary. The lives lost. And now China, before we let you go, General Kellogg, is stepping up with Russia and China, brokering peace in the Middle East. After again, and again, I say this objectively. People get crazy when you talk about one politician or another. I'm both sides, by the way. But the Abraham Accords that your administration, the administration you were in came up with, we had it right in the palm of our hand. Peace in the Middle East. Here comes China. Biden's in office. China's brokering the Middle East peace. How does that happen? Rhetorical question, by the way. Yeah.
Well, I know. That's a good question. I think I need a new TV set because I threw a glass of water at her. But, you know, this really did amaze me. The fact is that China was able to broker a deal between Saudi Arabia and also with Iran. That's in our backyard. That's something we have done for 3/4 of a century where, you know, we've kind of held our area. Yeah. One of our areas. And we did that with the Abraham Accords. And then, I don't know if you just noticed, but the Chinese just set a deal with the Saudis of a $50 billion deal to build a refinery in China. Yeah. So, what? I mean, this is one of those. Yeah. How is this happening? That is because there's no relationship between Joe Biden and Saudi Arabia with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. That is broken down. Nothing's going to happen there. So all these relationships are, and he's doing the same thing with Netanyahu. All these relationships are going into the tank in the Middle East, and has no ability to talk to Putin. He has limited ability to talk to Xi, and so he's just out there talking to nobody. It's almost like, again, we're whistling as we walk past the graveyard.
That's exactly right, General Keith Kellogg. Before we let you go, sir, the Army Black Hawk helicopters apparently killing 9 service members. Apparently that can happen. It's sad because a training session is what we're hearing. General Kellogg, a training session where these 2 choppers went down, yes?
Yeah, you know, and Joe, it's good to remind everybody that, you know, how great those young men and women are in the service, and think about them every night and what they do there. And the training can be very hard. They were training at night. They were probably operating on night vision goggles, which is, it's tough to do anyway because that's artificial illumination. And they always train as realistically as they can. And the 101st is a wonderful organization. And that's what they do, is they do helicopter air assault operations all the time. And you just look and in the military, people forget that we do train close to the margin. What I mean by that is we have live fire exercises. We fly at night. We fly in close formation under goggles, night vision goggles. So that when we do go into a gunfight, we're prepared for it and we fight very, very well. And I think that's what we do. And it's one of those, they will find out what happened because they always have good investigations when events like this happen. But I would just remind everybody, you know, that's what makes the military a little bit special. And it's why we should always, you know, when you hit you go to the knees at night, is remember, give a silent prayer to those men and women in uniform who are out there protecting our nation. And they train in hard times as well.
General Keith Kellogg, with so much respect and appreciation, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it very much. And thank you again for your incredible service to this country, General Kellogg. Please come back soon when you can, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. General Keith Kellogg, good guy. The book, by the way, War by Other Means. And Debbie is on the road. It's 9:52. Debbie, how we doing? Closing out, working our way to Mike Gallagher. We still got traffic out there, huh?
We certainly do, and let's see what's happening, Joe. Over on the Bruckner East at the Bronx River Parkway, it's an accident. Whitestone Bridge into Queens, a collision over there. Garden State Parkway North at 143, a crash. Tons of volume on the Van Wyck South down through Atlantic Ave with some ongoing road work. And we're still seeing delays over on 80 East in Hackensack with a collision being cleared. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tune in tonight at 7 for Legal Night on Radio Night Live, sponsored by Plaza College. Would you like a career in the legal field making great money without having to go to law school? Court reporters and captioners are in higher demand than ever before. Start your lucrative career in court reporting today. Visit plazacollege.edu to get started. PLAZA college.edu.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher inviting you to join me for a remarkable travel opportunity that will change your life forever. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to the Holy Land, Israel, this October. It's the Stand With Israel Tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll take you to key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you unprecedented access to a region you've likely only read about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and get all the details. We'll uncover important geopolitical locations and show you Israel's significant on the world stage, past, present, and future. Step foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem. We'll sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and so much more. We'll have guides for our group, lavish food, and luxurious accommodations. No other trip will be like this one. Come with Dennis and me this October. Register today. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
After a chilly start to the day, it's still going to remain pretty chilly overall with a high temp of 47 degrees under sunny skies today, and then we'll be partly cloudy overnight with a low of 38. We'll see clouds increase throughout the day tomorrow, leading to showers in the afternoon, and those will continue heaviest overnight into Saturday with a high of 57 and 68 for Saturday. We are looking at very windy conditions as well, and we could see gusts near 45 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Hello? Joe? I think we lost him. Joe?
You can call 800-246-8751. You have the availability of your own.
Joe, you there? Hello? Hello? I believe, Joe, I think you've muted your mic. Are you there? All right, I guess not. I guess we've lost Joe.
Oh no,
that's what it sounds like. So, I think we've lost him. Let me pot him down here. Joe, if you can hear us, Joe, it seems like you've muted your mic, or maybe you dropped off. Can you hear us? All right, it doesn't sound like it. So I guess Joe, you and I are going to have to wrap up. We're sorry about that.
We'll have to. It's
make up that balance of nature spot at another point here, but. I guess it's time to wrap up the show. We've got a minute left here. Wow. I mean, talk about getting caught with your pants down there. So, listen, it was a great show today. Joe, I don't know if you have anybody booked for tomorrow.
No, I have so much to do after the show now.
Right.
I gotta get cracking on that. But I'll be too busy celebrating the birthdays of Peter Marshall and Frank Field and all these.
Yeah, that's good. Well, look, it's opening day today in baseball. We could talk about that real quick before we get out of here.
Yeah, why not?
I have his unit in queue here to see if he pops back on, but apparently he's not, unless he's trying to reconnect. But we got opening day in baseball today. Yankees play at 1 o'clock. At the stadium. It turns out the starting shortstop for the Yankees, Anthony Volpe, his father was my doctor, was my urologist, which is pretty cool. So maybe we can chat about that a little bit tomorrow to talk about that on the program. Mets will play at 4:10. They play down in Miami. And, you know, good luck to them. Both teams trying to get to the Super Bowl. I think we have Joe on the line here. Joe, do we have you?
You know, I was thinking, Al, I was saying, I looked at the clock. It was like 55, 56. And I go, you know, in radio, we had such a great show. I said, in my mind, I said, you know what, though? We have 5 seconds and anything can go wrong. And boom, just when I thought that, the mic just...
And you didn't hear me yelling at you.
No. What happened? It just went off. It was like...
I guess so.
I'm trying to reconnect now. I know we got to get out of there. But thanks for a great show. Joey, Sebelia, Albert, thank you always for watching out. For us, and Debbie, thank you, and Kara and Michael there. See, I'm. Am I back now? Check.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.